part of what a spiritual director brings to that is recognition and a confidence that God's spirit is present and active and engaged with the change and with the disruption that is in our lives.
On In Good Faith, we believe that all faith traditions have something to teach us about how God is working in the world and in our lives. So join us as we listen and learn. Today on In Good Faith, we're talking about the concept of spiritual direction. Those are words I'd heard before, but Senior Producer Heather Bigley in studio today. When I said we need to do something on spiritual direction, what did you think of?
I thought of, do I want to become a nun?
Okay, that's one of the applications. I won't ask your answer yet. Just because you're not, I'm assuming that was not a positive.
I didn't receive an answer for that one.
So I started hearing about the concept of people trained as spiritual directors in different Christian denominations, but not in my own. And I thought, what is this? And it is often discerning, do I have a call to the priesthood or to become a nun? But there is also a kind of spiritual direction when people are looking for any kind of help in their lives.
Yeah, I found this a helpful discussion because I think both you and Doug Hardy raised the question of why can't people just do this on their own, which is sort of my first question. Wait, I believe in the Spirit. Why can't I just get this direction on my own? And you talk about that at length.
And we start the interview by simply asking what spiritual direction is and what a spiritual director would ask someone who comes to them.
I like to think about spiritual direction as, in its simplest form, is a conversation between two people. The one person that we would designate as the spiritual director, a spiritual guide, or a spiritual companion. And then the other person is the seeker, someone who's looking for guidance or spiritual companionship. And the spiritual director is one who basically asks three questions. The first question is, what's been happening in your life? So can you imagine having spiritual questions, concerns in your life, and you're with someone and they're present to you and they just say, hey, what's been going on with you? What that would feel like to have someone ask that. It opens a door. And then the next question is, so how is this affecting you? In other words, a spiritual director is really just not interested in only like information about what's going on in your life or what you might be concerned about, but they really want to know how this is affecting you as a person. And so again, if you can imagine somebody who is taking time to be present to you and they communicate to you, hey, I really want to know how things are impacting your life. Then the third question, and this is really the thing that distinguishes spiritual directors from other kinds of people who come into our lives and provide help or a good listening ear, right? The third question is, and where might God be in all of this? That is the ultimate spiritual direction question and begins to name the kind of relationship that we call spiritual direction.
That third question, where might God be in all of this? This is both perplexing and yet it seems obvious that we would want to know that. Why, as a creation of God with God's Spirit in me, is this not a question that's so evident to me that I might need to go to speak to somebody else and have them ask me about this and direct my thinking?
Yeah. It is kind of strange, isn't it? Especially maybe for persons of faith, people who are a part of religious communities who talk about God.
And talk to God
or engage in prayer, yes. And yet the reality of the spiritual life seems to be that our connection with God is both something that has moments and aspects of great clarity and felt experience, like, oh, I know this, and moments and experiences where it seems to be more hidden. It's not as obvious as we would have thought. Those times, which I think are part of normal human experience, those times when maybe it seems like God feels a bit distant, mm-hmm. or we're not sure what's going on, can lead to doubt. It can lead to fear. It can lead to anxiety, confusion. And when we're experiencing those kinds of things, who can we go to have honest conversation?
Yeah, someone who will have our best interests, but maybe somebody who's not so directly connected, like a spouse or your child, somebody that they can't be completely disinterested.
That's right. So that you feel safe, but also someone who can maybe bring a bit of objectivity to the situation,
yeah, yeah.
or at least they can see you maybe with a level of clarity that somebody with whom your life is tangled up in other ways may not necessarily be able to see.
Well, I love that objectivity. Disinterested is not what we're looking for.
Only in a technical sense.
Yeah, you wrote an article called The Pastor and Spiritual Direction, and you had 11 different reasons why someone might consider that they need or want a spiritual director. And I'm not going to tell you the two I didn't mark as applying to me. So I'll maybe keep you and our listeners guessing just a bit. But here are a few of the things that you listed that might prompt someone to reach out. You long for a deeper relationship with God. You're restless for something more in life, but not sure what it is. Or you feel stale or spiritually stagnating. You have existential questions about God or the church, or your understanding of God and faith is changing and you feel disoriented. You're experiencing loss or grief. So this sounds like times of change in people's life, whether it's their understanding or their relationships.
Yes.
Times of change seem like they are times when we seek this.
Yes, that is very true. In fact, in preparation for our conversation today, I was even reflecting a little bit back over my own life and realizing how significant it has been to be able to meet with a spiritual director at different seasons in my life. Mm. Because the needs have changed. The needs have not been consistent and the same. There's not a sense in which I finally arrived.
That's true. Life keeps moving. Life keeps changing.
Absolutely. Just thinking about this notion of change, right? That times of change or disruption might prompt us to seek out spiritual guidance, to meet with someone like a spiritual director. Part of what a spiritual director brings to that is recognition and a confidence that God's Spirit is present and active and engaged with the change and with the disruption that is in our lives. When I meet with, for example, someone who is nearing retirement and has had a very active, fulfilling life, but now is experiencing some physical diminishment, they know that the kind of work that they've given themselves to is maybe coming near to an end, and they're wondering, what is life going to be like for me? As a spiritual director, not only do I listen to that and be empathic and communicate understanding and help frame it within the normal development of a person going through life, but then I also will ask questions like, so when you are praying about these things going on in your life, is there anything that you are hearing or sensing from God about this season of transition in your life. What might God be inviting you to pay attention to? It's an open-ended question because I don't necessarily know what it is. And it's not my job to say, well, I think what God is doing in your life is this. But rather, by giving the invitation, a person who, say, for example, maybe has been feeling some anxiety about the transition into retirement, now is invited to consider that this might be a new spiritual opportunity that God is inviting them into in a very positive, constructive way.
As I read about this in some of your writings, there is this certain amount of accountability that seems useful, that if I, as a seeker, come to you as a guide, I'm inviting a relationship in which you might hold me accountable to perhaps what I've discerned in prayer or what seems meaningful to me?
Yes, that is a good word, actually, accountability. Because, again, one of the fundamental dynamics in the spiritual life is that we both move towards God, and there's times we pull back from God. There's times when we're really strongly desirous of close intimacy with God, where we hear and speak. And then there's times when we're not sure that we can be ourselves completely, fully, honestly with God, and we may try to hide a little bit or pull back. We're not sure, right?
Which is so interesting that we say, I'm going to hide something or pull back from this omniscient being.
Yes, it's not a rational response. But isn't it true that we experience this in our human relationships? There's just times when we pull back in ways that we aren't even consciously aware of. Or sometimes our words are saying one thing and our actions do another. We do the same with God, and that's confusing, and it's hard sometimes for us to see. So a spiritual director is one who maybe can, by listening and being in conversation with us, name that dynamic for us. Hey, I hear you really want to be close to God, but I'm also sensing maybe there's a part of you that is not sure you can really trust God fully on this one. Mm. And that is a kind of accountability that comes from being seen and heard, mm-hmm. and being invited again and again and again to bring yourself as you really are fully before God.
Is there a time in your life that you have been most benefited or blessed by participating in spiritual direction as a seeker or as the guide?
Yes. So I remember the very first time I met with a spiritual director. I was a seminary student, newly married, just moved to California, engaged in full-time Christian ministry as a staff pastor at a church. I was struggling a little bit with my identity as a husband, struggling a little bit with the challenges of being intimate with this person now in new ways. And I was struggling as a young pastor in church ministry, struggling with confidence. I wasn't sure I was doing this right. Yeah. And all of these things I was keeping to myself. At the seminary where I attended, they had just developed a new program of making spiritual directors available to students if they wanted them. And when I met with this spiritual director for the first time and scrunched up the courage to honestly confess these things that I was struggling with, and I was expecting that the accountability was going to be some form of judgment, like, come on, yeah, Doug, yeah, get your act together, or whatever. And instead, this director quietly and calmly welcomed what I had to share and invited me to connect my experience with the scriptural account in the book of Genesis about Adam hiding in the garden and very compassionately asked me, so do you feel, Doug, like maybe sometimes it's like you're hiding? And what is it that keeps you hiding from God? And it just opened up an opportunity to then begin conversation about it that led to exploring this, deepening my prayer life in a non-judged way. I so needed that at that time of my life. I'll never forget it. And so you can appreciate maybe a little bit of why spiritual direction became an important spiritual practice in my life that I've engaged in ever since.
You write that some fundamental assumptions are undergirding this intentional practice of spiritual direction. And I underlined a couple of these because they really spoke to me or made me very hopeful. One is, the Holy Spirit is the ultimate director.
Yes.
So this sounds like it's a skill to be a spiritual director, but kind of stay out of the way.
Well put. I like the way you said that. Because spiritual directors are human beings like everyone else. We're always susceptible to letting our own ego set the agenda in a relationship. One of the disciplines of a spiritual director is learning to set aside their own ego needs, be present to the other person, looking out for their interests above all, but doing it with always having an ear open to where is God in this? What is the Spirit saying to us here? Ultimately, their task is to keep pointing the other person towards that Spirit of God and inviting that person to listen to what God might be saying to them.
Do you find that if people come and want to speak with a spiritual director, and in particular, perhaps they're trying to develop their prayer life or develop confidence in receiving answers, that after working through this or for a time, that they're able to learn to do more of this recognition on their own?
Exactly. A spiritual director in some ways tries to embody or model in a spiritual direction meeting the kind of practices that the person seeking the guidance can adopt and build into their own practice. So what you want ultimately a person to come away from a spiritual direction session with is not necessarily brilliant insights that the spiritual director spoke, content that now is going to tell me what to do with my life. But rather, you come away with an awareness that being with this person helped me to be more present to God, to be more tuned into God in my life, so that when I'm not with my spiritual director, I'm still asking myself that question again. So where might God be in this? What might God be inviting me to?
You're listening to In Good Faith. I'm Stephen Cap Perry. We'll be back in a moment. You know, there are no perfect people, and there are no perfect families, and no perfect relationships. So how do we be good people and have good relationships and good families? How do we do better at what is most important to us? I'm here to tell you about The Lisa Show, another in the family of BYU Radio podcasts. Lisa Valentine Clark is a comedian, a believer, a single mother. She delves into the challenges and the relationships that shape all of our lives, whether we're talking about parenting, mental health questions, social issues, being a caregiver. She and her council of moms tackle the topic. Yes, you'll hear from experts, but you'll also hear from the people who have been digging the trenches. She'll help you figure out this thing called life with lots of laughs along the way. It's The Lisa Show. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back to In Good Faith, where I'm speaking with Doug Hardy about the concept of spiritual direction. One of the questions I read in the article was, what is it like for you when you pray.
Yes.
And so I'm wondering what kind of answers people give and what a spiritual director can point out or encourage or observe.
Praying has been particular ways of engaging with God that have been cultivated within a family, maybe a person's local community of faith, the particular tradition they're part of has taught them, hey, this is how you pray. But also I found that for many people coming to spiritual direction, sometimes what has happened is the ways that they've learned to pray are no longer adequately carrying the relationship with God that has been growing and developing. It's not that the ways of praying were necessarily wrong or bad, but they're no longer sufficient. And so the person is looking for maybe new and different expanded ways of engaging prayer. For example, in my own tradition, one of the primary ways of praying is coming to God and asking God for things.
We're all familiar with this.
So praying for the people I love, praying for people's well-being, praying for healing for those who are sick, praying for provisions for those who have needs. A very important and valid way of praying. But for someone who is needing wisdom and guidance from God about a relationship in their lives, just asking God for the thing over and over leaves them just feeling dissatisfied. Other ways of praying can be helpful. For example, learning to pay attention to what is going on in one's own body can be a way of tuning into the Spirit of God, especially if we believe that the Spirit of God is actually living within us and that we have been created in the image of God. So rather than asking for something to happen out there, might there be something already going on within me that I can learn to listen to that could help me tune into the voice of God speaking to me?
Thank you. You mentioned in the book a particular need for people who are clergy, perhaps professional clergy. There's reasons why they, you say, should have a spiritual director, apart from lay people and their own needs for that. What is that reasoning for people who are professional clergy?
I would say it's this, because people will come to them seeking spiritual guidance.
Yes.
Because of their position, because of their reputation. And one cannot be in a position to give good spiritual guidance and direction to other people if you're not receiving that kind of guidance and wisdom yourself on a regular basis. If you don't know yourself well, then giving spiritual guidance to other people can be dangerous, actually. It can be more an extension of your own ego needs to control another person, to see another person be more like you, rather than truly being able to help them to listen to what God is inviting them to for their lives.
Doug, I'm wondering if I could ask you, how has this process, how have you come to know God better, or feel more connected?
Yes. That's a wonderful way, by the way, of describing one of the ultimate goals of this practice, coming to know God better and having God more freely present in and working in and through one's life. Well, it's been about 40 years since I first met with my very first spiritual director. And so I've had 4 decades of engaging this practice at different levels. There have been moments and times where I've become aware of the ways in which some of my own perfectionistic-oriented personality has been restrictive for me, hurtful to others, and limited my engagement with the joys of life. Just especially the last year or two of meetings with my spiritual director, that I have begun to recognize and understand that God is both deeply understanding and compassionate with me in my perfectionistic tendencies. That is, God does not judge me or condemn me. And as I accept that reality for myself, I am experiencing joy in what is in my life and in the world around me that is not perfect and does not need to be perfect for God to be present and active, bringing out good things. And that grace, because it is grace, God's grace, that grace is really the fruit of long, persistent relationship with a spiritual guide who patiently sat with me over and over again, saying, "What might God be saying to you, Doug?" And finally beginning to hear it and receive it. I'm so grateful.
That was Doug Hardy, a theological educator and a practicing spiritual director. I was really glad to learn more about this concept of spiritual direction. And I felt some comfort when he said, sometimes we realize our former ways of prayer are no longer sufficient. That doesn't mean that we were doing it wrong before, but that our lives may have changed, we may have grown, and we might need to reach out in a new way.
Yeah, and you guys bring this up in the discussion. There isn't a point when you've arrived and you have everything figured out. Even though when you're younger, you really hope for that moment. I can remember thinking, oh, one day in my 40s, I'll know exactly what I'm doing. And come to find out, in my 40s, everything fell apart and I had to rebuild. But just a reminder, like we never will arrive. We have to keep searching and hoping.
Yeah.
Can I just say that I was really humbled by how he kept saying that the spiritual director should not be in the way. The spiritual director might have this desire to make someone agree with them or do what they think they should do.
Yeah.
And it just recalled to my mind all the times I had some really good advice for people and they should do exactly what I say they should do and how patiently people listened to me and probably went off and shook their heads later. But I just thought, oh, yeah, a lot of that is my own ego bound up in thinking I know what's best for somebody else.
Many thanks to Doug Hardy for speaking with us on spiritual direction, both teaching it and following it. And by the way, as you were listening, if you, like me, were thinking, wow, what would it be like to work with a spiritual director? You can. SDICompanions.org is an international directory, and you could find a spiritual director near you or someone who will work long distance with you. This episode was produced by me and Heather Bigley. Our production team also includes Leah King, Katarina Martinich, Josh Orton, and Ashton Rowan. Our post-production sound designers are Mark Hansen, Brandon Lewis, Daniel Phillips, and Carly Wilson. As you can tell, In Good Faith is committed to the idea that we all benefit from hearing people of widely varying backgrounds, sharing their personal experience with faith and belief. In fact, we think people with such experience deserve some of our best listening. If you enjoy the show, be sure and leave a comment or review on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. Also, you can share any episode with friends. Find us on Twitter at InGoodFaithPod, on Instagram and Facebook, InGoodFaithPodcast. Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/in-good-faith. In Good Faith is a production of BYU Radio. I'm Stephen Cap Perry. I hope you join me again soon, right here, In Good Faith.